My family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. We're in the chapter 8 edition. Today we're going to a new Bible book in the Bible, and it's Nehemiah. And as we listen to the word of prayer, Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us. I want to thank you for protecting us where we have gone wrong, where we have sinned in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you forgive us. We put this down to your hands that may you continue blessing us, all those who are sick, Father, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress. May you, Father, give them anointing, and may you heal them so that they will know that there is something that you have planned for them. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Nehemiah's prayer. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judea and with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They say to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province, are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, God of heaven, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his covenant. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes be open to the prayer that your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among nations. But if you return to me and obey me and my commands, then even if your exiled people are the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. And this is where our short wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 4. And what does verse 4 say? When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Amen. Here we see a fellow Christian puzzled. Amen. He was at crossroads. He was going through a lot. He was in great pain because something bad was about to happen, because he had seen how the Israelites were suffering. And what does he decide to do? The Bible tells us that he decides to mourn, fast, and pray. Amen. And I want us to stick on fast and pray. So many times we're in a similar position as Christians. So many times we have so many things going through that we don't even know the starting point, that we don't even know where we can start from. But the Bible today is encouraging us that we ought to get some time and fast. Fasting. And fasting might not necessarily just mean denying yourself food. Amen. It can be denying yourself the things that you are very attached to, you know. For example, if you're so used to drinking 20 bottles of alcohol, you can be like, for the next week, I'm going to fast and I'm not going to be taking alcohol. I'm not saying only alcohol. There are so many things that you can fast from. You can undergo mortification, self-denial. And you can use this time to rebuild and communicate with the Lord and work on your relationship and see what He has to tell you. When you continue to verse 5. What does verse 5 say? Verse 5 says, "Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his covenant." Amen. Who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments? So many times we want the Lord to keep the covenants that he makes with us. And indeed he keeps them. But we don't be doing the same thing. We be left and right breaking covenant after covenant. I think, like, the funny thing, it's always us who go and say, "Lord, today I've decided to do A, B, C, D, A," you know? But the Bible is informing us one more time that if you want the Lord to keep his covenant of love with you, what do you have to do? You ought to love him as well, and not only stop there, and keep his commandments. When you do these two things, you will watch how the Lord is going to let your life unfold. Because if you obviously love the Lord, there you will follow his command. And then so many things. And remember, once you follow his commands, once you follow his statutes, once you follow his decrees, then the Lord will continuously open doors for you. But everyone just wants to hear the Lord will bless you, the Lord will make you successful, the Lord will open doors for you. But it comes at a cost. And it's a very, very cheap cost, but it's expensive as well. It's not easy to follow the Lord's commands. It's not easy. But the Bible is asking us, the Bible is begging us that as Christians, let us do this. Let us come together. Let us respect the Lord, and he will use us. He will perform miracles. But those miracles don't just fall from heaven like that. We have to love him. We have to obey him. We have to follow him. And when you go into verse 6, it says, "Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night. For your servants, the people of Israel, I confess the things we Israelites have committed, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you." Let us learn to confess the sins that we commit. Amen. Let us learn to acknowledge the sins that we commit. It's not until sometimes we sit down and confess to the Lord the sins that you have committed that sometimes our blessings fall. Sometimes our blessings are being held because of the sins, because of the weight of the sin above us. And not until we let go of these sins that we'll be able to see our blessings more clearly. Confess. And verse 7 says, "We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commandments, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses." Learn to accept, you know. So many times as Christians, we do not want to accept that we're wrong. We don't want to accept the things that we have done. But the Bible is challenging us that let us stand. Let us be accountable for our sins. And the Lord will look and say, "My servant is being remorseful. Let me forgive him. Let me forgive her." And once he forgives you, do not use that as leverage for you to continuously do the same sin. No. We have to break that cycle of sin. We have to break it. And lastly, verse 9 says, "But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the places I've chosen as a dwelling for my name." Amen. If you return to me and obey my commandments. That's what I was telling you. That sometimes the only thing that stands between us and our blessings and the things that the Lord has promised us is disobedience. And not until we are ready to fight that spirit, and not until we are ready to come back to him, then we are going to be in the same position. We shall not see progress as Christians. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read Nehemiah chapter 1. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you please forgive us for all the times that we have been disobedient, Father, for all the times that we have failed to come and humble ourselves before you. May you forgive us and make you blessing us. May you bless our futures and may you always give us the strength to push on in whatever thing that we do. We pray always believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.